This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Come at this anointed and this appointed time, honoring and glorifying your name, for your name is above all names. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. And so now, Heavenly Father, as we stand in the midst of your holy presence, we ask you now to look down upon this worship service. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would allow the anointing of the Holy Spirit to fall upon your word, that your word will touch the hearts of your people. We pray that transformation, revitalization, and inspiration be done in their lives, that they will understand the urgency of the hour, that someone will ask, what must I do to be saved? So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the high, for truly you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Bell and Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you that are visiting with us today, and those of you that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, and those of you who are watching us as we stream live on the internet. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 6. The Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And when you have found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I want to echo also the 100th Psalm, that fifth verse says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations. Thank you. You may be seated. From a couple of those scripture verses, we want to use for a topic this morning, good news in troubling time. Good news in troubling time. I often ask the Lord for inspiration in relation to his word, that we can share enlightenment to his people so that they will understand the meanings and the importance of his words during times like these. It is not often that we explain the ramifications of events that are occurring in the world, but we see the impact that the world is experiencing under the authority and the leadership that we are witnessing. When we think about the topic, good news, I thought it was unusual because God was leading me to share something with you concerning that particular word. When we think of good news, it falls right back into scripture because the gospel is the good news. So the Lord is really saying parenthetically that I'm going to be talking to the church about my word, which is the good news in times of trouble. But then I began to look at that word trouble or troubling time, and I began to understand, Daryl, that trouble don't last always. It's only temporary. And so what God is simply saying, my gospel, my word is the good news in these days and time where there seem to be so insurmountable problems that are occurring that are baffling the conscience of men. But God says, watch me and watch what I do. So I begin to understand what God is doing now and understand the fulfillment of his parenthetical, the prophecy that God is doing within our life, because his word must come to pass. Yeah. I want to begin with a story. It was a story that I heard years ago. I heard a testimony given by a lady who was hooked on a terrible drug called crack. Children, stay away from drugs. It will take you down and it will take you out and it will destroy you. And the enemy will use pharmaceuticals or drugs to destroy us. She was hooked on crack. Her life went spiraling out of control, as she would rather get high than eat food. And I witnessed a young man in my neighborhood who I grew up with, who was a friend of mine, who got caught on crack. And when he was arrested, he weighed 98 pounds. That's what crack will do for you. She lost her husband, her children, and ultimately she went to jail. While in jail, for the second time, she said, I'm coming out of this condition. Today, this woman is clean now. And she shared her testimony all over the United States. To me, my brothers and sisters, that sounds like good news. And what it says is that God never gives up on us. No matter what you are doing or no matter what you're going through, God never gives up on us. And when we reach out to him, he draws us closer to himself. My brothers and sisters, I shared that story because we are living in troubling times. But there's always some good news that we can share within those times. And that sounds like good news. One of the things I have learned is how God is still in control. As we rapidly approach Independence Day, Independence Day has been a time for family and friends to come together and celebrate our freedoms and our civil liberties. It is a time to look back and thank the Lord for bringing us from segregation to where we are today. Bringing us from segregation, separation, to where we are today. Despite all of the confusion, all of the political unrest which we are witnessing today, we have the consolation to know that God is still in control. It doesn't matter who think they're king. It doesn't matter who think they are prime ministers. It doesn't matter who think they are leaders of the rest of the world. What we do know is that God is in control of everything that he made. In the 46th Psalm, Sister Mathis, if you could put that up, in that 10th verse, that 46th chapter of Psalm states, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. There are times we look over that scripture because it seems so simple, but if we think about the words that are being said in that psalm, he said, "Be still and know that I am God. I am that I am, the great I am, is in control of everything in life." There are times when we as believers need to be still, for it is in those times that God can and will use us. I'm 74 now, and God says, "I'm using you now differently than I used you when you first entered into the ministry. I'm using you parenthetically so that you would elevate your rationalization of my word to a higher level so that men will understand the importance of what being said in this particular day and time. Prophecy is being delivered and words are being shared so that people will get a greater grasp of what God is up to as we see the things that are unveiling and unfolding right before our very eyes. So the Lord says, let me speak through you to my people that my people will know I'm soon to come, and yet time is still not yet." Yes. And my answer and my question to God is, how can we say you're soon to come and time is not yet? Because he says, I have eternity from anything and everything to happen. And everything in my word must come to pass because I have a sanction declared and decreed it for this generation so that they will know who I am and why I have established all things. So my brothers and sisters, God is saying to us, be still and know that I am God. It doesn't matter what we are seeing, all of the confusion with information coming from both sides of the news media, from the liberal side and the conservative side of the media. We are trying to determine which one is telling the truth. There's a methodology. There's a reason for what we are witnessing today. Because if you can't get the truth, you don't know what the truth is. Jesus said, "I am truth. My word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path." And whenever you are